Hal Faulkner joined the Marines in 1953 and served in the Philippines. But in 1956, someone told his command he was gay, and that was enough to get him an undesirable discharge. Since the Pentagon repealed the ban on gay troops, it's possible to get a discharge for homosexuality corrected. But the process can take months, and Faulkner had already lived longer than his doctors predicted. His lawyer, Ann Brookshire Yen, pushed the military to expedite the case, but it didn't look good.
I did have a conversation with him where I told him, that we might not be able to get this done before he died.
Because it was Faulkner's dying wish, the Marine Corps somehow settled his case in just 2 weeks. A group of friends and family and three active duty troops gathered to present him with his upgraded honorable discharge just after New Year's. Officially, Faulkner said he was a Marine again.
Well, I didn't think that maybe I would last through all the battles that we've had, but a Marine is always a Marine.
In the years before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, more than 100,000 men and women were kicked out of the service with bad discharges for being gay. A patchwork of organizations is helping those vets correct their records so they can get access to VA health care, the GI Bill, and home loans. Hal Faulkner wasn't after any of that. He just wanted his country to acknowledge, even 60 years late, that he served honorably. He will get one benefit. When his niece told him he was eligible for a military funeral, he was overcome. All he could do was nod yes. He passed away on Tuesday. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.